Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. Coming to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show lined up for all of you today. We have my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello there, Gina, and hello there to all of our listeners. And this will be a great show, absolutely.
It sure will. So, how has your week been, Rhonda?
My week has been just fabulous, just all kinds of great things happening. Learned a few really awesome insider tips over the last few days that have been great, made some great contacts. How about your week, Gina? How's yours?
Oh, it's been fantastic.
Well, can't get much better than that.
This weekend we went and hung out at one of our new friends' houses, Ken and Beth Compton. We've got to get Ken on the show. He calls himself the home inspection coach. And basically he does what I do, but only for home inspectors. What a great business.
I'd love to have him on the show. That's fantastic. I look forward to it.
He's moving today, so I haven't put him in touch with you just because of that. But we will make sure that you get in touch with him and get him on the show in the near future. He certainly is a great example of somebody using relationships to build his business.
Well, that is fantastic. I love hearing that. Obviously, he would be, or you wouldn't want to have him on the show. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we have a really great guest today. He is somebody that I encountered a few years ago, and he calls himself Fantastic Frank. He is somebody with a great attitude and a great mindset. Definitely has overcome some challenges in his life, which we'll talk about. And he, like many of our listeners, is striving to build a business using the power of the Internet and is certainly having his challenges. So he agreed to be on our show and we'll be able to help our listeners by, at the same time, helping him, because I know some of the places where he's having some issues are exactly the issues that come up for many of your students and mine and many of our listeners.
Well, let's welcome Frank to the show. Fantastic Frank. Hello. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak. I have my own blog talk radio show. I've done 30 episodes. I've only been a guest on. This is going to be either my second or third time. So the tables are being turned around. I'm going to be the interviewer rather than interviewee.
Yeah. That's always an interesting thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so used to having to run the console and everything, and then it's like, oh, tables are turned. That's a different place.
So, Rhonda, how did you come across Fantastic Frank?
Well, I came across him because I found out about something that Mike Littman used to do in the mornings that he called Greatness Nation. And for whatever reason, he never recorded these things, but he used a conference line and had guests that would come on sometimes, or he would be speaking. And when I found out about it, there were a person named Frank Gazarowski, who I also hope to have on our show sometime, who was the guest, and I met Frank Gazarowski because he had written his book in 5-minute spurts while driving down the highway, and I found out about him because of somebody that we both know and had done some work for in the past. So it's one of those, you know, snowball, one thing leads to another to another. So that's how I first heard about him, and then I hadn't heard anything for quite a while. And then all of a sudden he turned up in my Twitter stream one day, and I went, oh, okay. So I went and checked out his website, iamfantasticfrank.com. And I want to tell you a little bit about his background in just a moment. But that's how I found out about him and his part of his story. And now he's got his own radio show. So that's really a very cool development for Frank.
Really is. Well,
if I could interject how I found out about Rhonda, it was we were on the Greatness Nation show. This happened. Mike Whitman used to run that. That was 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. Out of there, I've been coached by Frank Gazarowski for 3 or 4 or 5 years, I don't know how long it's been. But Frank Gazarowski has helped me do so many things. And he has wanted me, on my blog talk radio show, first started out with people I met in my environment. I talked to people like, Frank Gazarowski, he's a first man, but then I talked about people I met in my sphere of influence. One was a worker, another one was another worker, and I've interviewed, and he wants me to be talking to more people who have a higher influence in the world. I'm not saying these other people don't have the same kind of influence, but it was all a local kind of thing, if you know what I'm trying to say. He wants me to be. I have a hope of interviewing people like Tony Robbins, Neil Donald-Walls, Marianne Williamson, Dr. Joe Vitale, John Ashratt, those big name people. Now I know I could get Neil Donald-Walls on my show, but that one person I got the direct contact to, but to go, and so he's been kind of cajoled me to contact Rhonda, and I did the other day, and this is a blessing because she reached me on my show, and then she said, Frank, I need a guest for tomorrow. I said, my God, that's great. I do it in a minute, but I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, so it's up to you girls to figure out.
Yeah, it worked out. We had a need for a spot today, so that worked out great, and I think you will definitely inspire folks. And I'd like to take a step back and just talk a little bit about Frank, his experience and things that have happened, and then we'll go on from there. So Fantastic Frank is Frank Johnson, and he has a college degree in chemical engineering. So that's kind of an interesting thing you don't hear about every day. He used to work for Eastman Kodak, and he had his own company as a part of that, you know, way back a few decades ago. And he became disabled along the way, and he's had a traumatic brain injury. And, you know, the other kinds of bumps in the road and things that happened. And he is really has a heart to inspire people, and that he has really is turning his disability into an asset, not a quote-unquote disability. And back in 2002, he was on stage with Tony Robbins. That is where he had a great idea for a comic book, and that would be inspiring to people. And unbeknownst to him, his future business partner was also there. And so we'll find out a little bit more about that. And you'll be able to see the comic book that he wrote on iamfantasticfrank.com on his website. And so when he heard Anthony speak, he got very inspired, and he took action. And, you know, he wrote this book, and he is now really striving to build a brand and build a business. And so that's kind of what we're here to talk about. So I'm excited to have you here, Frank, on our show, and I appreciate you. I'm glad you were able to jump in and come and play in our pool.
Thank you. Now, was that Rhonda or Jane?
Yeah, it was Rhonda.
Rhonda. Thank you, Ryan, because I don't recognize the voice of the woman. What is your partner's name?
Gina.
This is Gina.
Gina, I thought it was Jane. You have to forgive me. I have a traumatic brain injury. I almost forgot that I was going to be on this show. I read a letter to a person 5 minutes ago. I said, my God, I have to get on this show. But that's how it goes when you have a traumatic brain injury. It's one of my problems, one of my challenges.
Well, you know, we've got to connect you with one of my good friends. His name is Doug Bench, and he's known as America's Brain Training Guy.
Yeah,
he is an expert in learning about how to make your brain do what you want it to instead of what it wants to do.
Yeah.
That's great, except you have to realize that when I got trapped in this fire 32 years ago, some of my neurons, my brain, they were disconnected because I almost died from carbon monoxide poisoning. I wasn't burned in this fire. However, I had enough carbon dioxide poisoning that I didn't think it would have killed a normal person. I was unconscious in the hospital for, I think, 2 weeks before I woke up, and I had no idea what the heck happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened was they didn't have the kind of treatments they had for people who have traumatic brain injuries back then. And I found out that there are things that could have helped me, but this is 32 years gone by. For example, I met a guy, I attended Tony Robbins function. I attended a date with Destiny. That was in 2005, I think it was. That was around 25 years after I had my accident. I met a guy. He said, Frank, have you ever heard of something called hyperbaric treatment? I said, no, what's hyperbaric? Hyperbaric treatment is when you get the bends. And the bends is when you get oxygen deprived. And people who get oxygen deprived should go in a hyperbaric chamber immediately after that. Well, because I was aiming about getting anything I could do to improve myself, even if it's only 5 or 10%, spent maybe $4,000 or $5,000 researching this. I met a guy who was in New York State, who did a brain scan on me before I went in the hyperbaric chambers. Actually, I think I flew down to meet the world's foremost expert in Florida. His name was, I can't remember his name. But he took me in the brain, and I was in the brain chamber. I was in this chamber for 2 hours. And he showed me the scans of my brain before and after. And he convinced me that if I got some more treatment, this could help me. I came back to Rochester. I pleaded with my medical people. My medicine didn't want to cover that. It was $1,000 to be in there for a course. But that I do have a part of my brain which has to be rebuilt. And if this guy knows about the brain, he's going to have to be able to teach me how to reconnect some neurons.
He actually has a technique that can not only do that, it actually causes you to create new neural pathways that can replace the ones that were disconnected.
Okay. Make sure he gets hold of me when this is great. Thank you.
I will absolutely make that happen.
You certainly will. Yeah.
Now, if you want to hear how my comic book came out, there is a story about that. Would that interest your readers, your listeners?
It absolutely would.
Yeah, I wanted you to be able to share that, so please, how did you decide to write a comic book, and, how did that all happen?
Well, first of all, because I was trapped in this fire, I worked with a psychiatrist who knew that I couldn't go back to work at Eastman Car Company, and every time there is a void, that somebody has to come in and replace it. And the thing was, he wanted me to still be out there doing something. So he hooked me up with a local organization called Compeer. C-O-M-P-E-E-R. where I got matched with a guy. He's been, unfortunately, Michael passed away 2 years ago. Been matched with him for 22 years. Michael was, he had a mental illness, but that didn't stop him from doing what in his life. And what he did was he was writing a Tenshi Muyo story. I bet you don't know what Tenshi Muyo is. Tenshi Muyo is a Japanese anime character. And at this Tony Robbins affair in 2002, where I hear Tony talk about a guy had attended this event, his name was Jim Hart, Jeff Hart, got the idea for the screenplay for Sleepless in Seattle, wrote that, sold that for $250,000. In my ignorance, I said, how hard could that be? I came back home, pumped up about writing a screenplay. Michael Bloom, he started writing, but that didn't work out. And I finally got 3 movie scripts written. I'm at a different Tony Robbins affair. This was, I think, 2003. It was a year later. Where in the audience was my business partner, Stan Reiserman. I met him, I don't think I met him when I appeared on stage with Tony. I think it was at the next event. Well, I met him as a casual, and after I got back home, because God does this to me all the time, he puts people will magically show up in your life at the right time, and they will help you do things, if you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Absolutely.
It's like you hook me up with this guy, I can't remember his name, who is a brain expert. I can't remember, the brain teacher. And that means that he's going to help me, too. And that means everything happens for a reason. Well, to get back to my story, I got a phone call from this guy. I said, who the heck are you? He said, I'm Stan. I bet you at the Tony Robbins affair. He said, I have an idea about how you can make, because I had a big dream about these scripts. They have to be made into a movie that's going to be bigger than Star Wars plus Harry Potter combined. Because Tony Robbins taught me that you have to dream big and usually only get a tenth of what you want to do that's better than having a tenth of a small dream, you know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So he had this idea about making this movie, converting this script into a comic book. Stan has been doing that for me. That's
wow.
The story behind me.
That's very
but
cool.
There is some detail about my comic book I want to share with your listeners, too. Every kid has a hidden talent within them. They don't know what happens until they get put to a test. Even though this isn't spelled out in the comic book, that's what the comic book is about. Every kid has to step it up when a challenge comes to them.
Wow, what a great topic for the comic book.
I love it, yes. Yes, it is.
So then, I can't remember what else I was going to tell you about, but that's how my comic book came into.
Mm-hmm.
And can people find your comic book on your website, I hope?
They find it what?
On your website?
Yes, you can find it. It's on my website. If you go to My, I'm not signing on the line right now because I was getting some feedback from, okay.
Yeah, he's at IamFantasticFrank.com, and you'll be able to see his comic book there. Now, it doesn't look like it's on Amazon, but it is on his website.
Fantastic.
It's not on Amazon. It should be there soon, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, that would help, yes. So it's a great way to reach out to kids with a message of inspiration with the comic book that you have over at IamFantasticFrank.com.
Yes, and if you go there, you're going to see that my backdrop is all comic book related. And there is 4 or 5 headers, Home About Us, ebook, articles, resources, Blog Talk Radio, and comic. if you click on the comic, you should be able to order my comic from there. It's got a picture of it right there.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And I know that one of the challenges that you've been facing is how to get the word out about your comic book and, you know, your radio show and other things that you're doing. And do you remember the question that I asked you yesterday?
No, I can't remember what the question was. What did you ask me? Thank you.
That's okay. So the question
that
I had...
I live in a moment-to-moment thing. And that's
why
I have to have people around me that have to direct me in certain things. And that if Marvelous Michelle, my writer, is Lucy, or Frank Gazarowski, or Terrific Tracy is Lucy, they are laughing right now because they know this is true.
Yep, absolutely. So the thing that I asked you, and that's such a good thing for the listeners to remember, is I said that I see that you had the comic book, and you had a, you know, an e-book, but what else did you have that makes you money? And your answer is nothing.
I have nothing.
Right.
I've given a talk, one talk, and God put a person in my path to do this. I gave a talk down in Dallas at an annual fire safety meeting. They paid me $1,000 for a 20-minute talk, which blew my mind away. I need to do more of them. But the reason this happened, let me tell you how this happened. This is a great story, too. The way their business, they sell fire extinguishers. They send out these postcards in the mail. It says, "Hi, do you want to hear about, do you want to get a free dinner at a local restaurant called Mario's?" I said, "Yes, I do." But it's a sales pitch to get you by their fire safety equipment. I knew about that when I went in there. And I went in there, and I raised my hand when they kind of talked about the effects of, they glossed over the effects of carbon monoxide poisoning. I raised my hand. I said, "Let me tell you what happens when a person gets carbon monoxide poisoning." I went into the fact, I've been divorced. I lost my job. I've been unemployable for 30 years. I've filed bankruptcy twice. All these horror stories that happened to me. And then I said, this is no laughing matter when this happens, because it changes your life forever. You think that actually, there is a part of me that wishes that I had died that fire, but you know what I'm trying to say? That to go through what I had to go through, sometimes I would have preferred death, but I didn't die. And that meant I had to struggle for 30 years to get to where I am right now. And so the next day, I'm sitting with my personal assistant trying to figure out how to budget $5,000 for these, you know, they want to put my house. I get a call from Mike Chappell, who runs a local company. He said, "Frank, I can't believe that we found you." I said, "What the heck are you talking about?" He said, "He has been looking for a keynote speaker for his business. They have a big convention every year out in Dallas, Texas." And I was in the right place at the right time. That happened because God is working for me all the time. And that's why it happened. But that's an amazing story.
That really is a great story, Frank.
Yeah.
I have another story I want to share with you if we have time, do we?
Sure, go ahead.
How I met Marvelous Michelle. Marvelous Michelle, she is my writer. I'm standing in the DMV line one day. I'm in the wrong line, the wrong place, in the wrong building. And in front of me is this very attractive yet pregnant woman whom I start connecting with. And we start chatting. And she says something about she went to Clarkson College of Technology. I said, "I did too." I said, what was your degree in? She said, chemical engineering. I said, I did too. And I said, are you working? She said, no. And I said something to her that I'm not going to repeat on the call because it's kind of a bit, it's involves some profanity. And she said, I said, what are you doing right now? She said, she's looking for a job. And so she couldn't believe this. I was in the middle of writing my ebook at the time. And my ebook had to be transcribed from some talks I had given. However, the reason it wasn't coming through very well was because of my voice challenge. That's one problem. The second was audio quality wasn't great. There were people talking. There were chunks of the transcript that people couldn't hear. And so it was impossible to be translated. So after I got back home, she Googled me. She thought that I was making up a story. I was coming on to her or something like that. But she just couldn't believe that I went to graduate college. I graduated a degree in chemical engineering, same as her. And I met people. I'm doing things like Tony Robbins, which she heard about doing that. And she just said, this is too strange to be true. And she Googled me and found out everything was true. Then she called me up, and she's been working with me for a year. She got my ebook finished. She is a woman who writes most of my emails. I say I come up with the context, but Michelle puts them into more, that she adds them, she writes them, she makes them more understandable for the general public.
Wow, what a great story.
Isn't that cool? And see, he's very good at building relationships and getting things done, which is obviously why we would have Frank on our show. And so, you know, and it's just this thing. It really helps so much in your business to have a power team of people around you and to build through relationships. That's a great story.
And that's what this show is all about, Frank. We teach people how to build businesses using the power of relationships. And it sounds to me like everything in your life right now has come about because of relationships.
Everything has been. Yes, that's right.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm going to be talking about you for a long time to come, Frank. You are just a great example of the power of relationships.
Well, I have another story I want to tell you about, too, about how I bought my house. I paid cash for it, $150,000. And how that happened is I had been selling. Every 7 years, I get to urge to move. And I've been working with a woman. I wanted to buy this house. It's a house I live in right now. However, the bank wouldn't approve me for a loan because I wasn't creditworthy. They couldn't get any compatibles to make a judgment as to where's this property. They wouldn't issue me a loan on a property for a price I wanted to buy it at. So my real estate agent, she wasn't my trustee at the time, came to my house. She said, Frank, I don't know how the heck we're going to do this. I got a check for $150,000 in a week. I gave it to her, and we bought this house. And the way I did that, I was 2 or 3 years ago, before I bought this house, I was selling my comic book collection to Hatch's Auction. I knew they'd give me a cash advance. I sold my collection, I don't know, for over $250,000, something like that. They had given me, I don't know, $50,000. They gave me a cash advance. I had this money in a week. And so that's another technique that I learned that earlier in my life, that you can turn assets, you can turn anything you've got into money. For example,
What a great story.
Before this happened, I wanted to attend this Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has three programs that go beyond his UPW. And if anybody doesn't know what UPW stands for, UPW stands for Unleash the Power Within. That is Tony's main event. He does 10, 15, 20 years a year. He does them all in London, England, in Sydney, Australia. He does them all across the world. It only costs $795, plus you get a free ticket. You can bring someone else to the event. Well, at this event, Tony, of course, tries to get interested in signing for his next step. Well, his next step, it used to be $5,000 each. I don't know what they are right now, but it was $7,000 for one course. But if you walked through him at the convention, at the seminar, it was $15,000. I had no idea how I was going to make $15,000. I came back home, and because I had bought a car recently, I paid cash for it. It was $15,000, $18,000. I went to the bank. I took out a loan. I had a check for $15,000 2 weeks. And I blew away the purse. I called this guy. I said, hey, I got this check. What do you want me to do with it? He said, send it to me. Because of that, I've attended all three of Tony Robbins' State with Destiny, his Wealth Mastery course, and his, I can't remember, Date with Destiny, Wealth Mastery, and the other one, I can't remember what the third one is, but that's how it can happen. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there are things in your house, and people don't have anything, which I think that if people are listening to your show, they do have some assets that can be converted into cash. I'm just saying, that's one thing that you have to realize.
Another really great example. And, you know, Rhonda, I think we should really point out to our listeners the power of the stories that Frank has been sharing with us today.
Amazing. Yes. Yeah.
You know, it really is the relationships that have brought about all these different things in Frank's life. But it's the power of the story that gets others to see how they can use it in their lives, too.
One thing I had talked to Frank yesterday before our show here, and I said, you know, Frank, you're not just here to inspire people that may have a traumatic brain injury as you do. I said, Frank, you can inspire anybody who hears you, because I've heard a couple of those stories about really just pulling assets out of thin air, basically, through relationships and through belief and tenacity and all of that. And that is a great story for anybody. I mean, that's just such a powerful thing. It will connect with anybody. So I want Frank and any one of you, don't think, well, my story is only good for people that have the same situation that I have, whether that same situation might be a health condition or, you know, on a background of abuse or a divorce or whatever it is. That's not the case. It's really about connecting with the people that you're best equipped to serve and that you have that passion and that heart to serve will also be able to help you build a business and you have money to pay you.
Absolutely.
Rhonda, you are so right, because you, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, are legally blind, and my heart goes out to you, but I want to say you aren't just limiting the scope of the people. You appeal to blind communities. And that means I have to be enlarging the scope of the people I appeal to.
Right. Because your story is probably even more powerful to others outside of the traumatic brain injury or disability community because of the fact that most people have no quote-unquote excuse, like the kinds of things that Gina and you and I have been through in our lives. I mean, Gina has a miraculous recovery story. You have a miraculous recovery story in your traumatic brain injury. I'm legally blind. And you know, and yet, so that's what's so inspiring is by telling those stories, it really shows, hey, someone who doesn't have all of that has really no excuse. And you can take that same ability to pull assets out of basically thin air and relationships to creating additional products and finding ways to generate other streams of revenue besides what you would make from your book royalties. And that's true for everybody in our audience as well.
Thank you, because I've been coached by Frank Gazarewski, and Frank says that exact same thing. I've been coached by Mike Chappell. Mike Chappell says the same thing. I've been coached by MM. She says the same thing. TT, Terrific Tracy, says the same thing. However, I'm within my own shell, and I can't see the glory that is within me. So the best thing I want to alert everybody to be is be around positive people all the time. See your greatness. Who want to help you move forward.
Mm-hmm. And you have shown such tremendous ability to move forward in getting your house, in taking action with the Tony Robbins seminar. You know, all of those stories that you have told, and it's just applying that same ability that you have now into monetizing and into letting those relationships be what helps you to create other streams of income around your books. It's not something that you have to do on your own.
Do you want to hear how I became Fantastic Frank?
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, why not?
This used to be when I was on the Mike Lippman show, Greatness Nation. I think Frank G. was on the day I called in. I said, hi, I am fantastic, because people want to make great impressions. Now, if you watch the way people answer this question, how are you? 95% of people will say good when they aren't in a good state. Now, I had been taught by Tony Robbins, not directly, but I had learned through listening to his tapes, that words have meanings. They have anchors in them. That every word you speak has an anchor. An anchor is like if you say Christ the cross, that pulls up pictures of Jesus Christ. You say the word Nazi, that pulls up a symbol of Nazism and all that stuff. Every word has, so good has a word. Good doesn't inspire anything. But people I meet are in better good states. Now, before I tell you what I do with them, I want to tell you, on the show, I knew that everybody had to have a monitor, a handle, because I've been collecting comic books for 25-30 years, and Stan the Man Lee named everybody who worked at Marvel Comics books with a handle. Jack became Kirby, became Jack the King Kirby. Joe Sant became Jolton Joe Sant. Archie Simic, I can't remember, but everybody had a handle there, including the letter writer. Everybody had that. And so I knew that I became Fantastic Frank. I think it was a Greatness Nation show. That was 5 or 6 years ago. And this has never changed. Now, let me tell you what happens when I meet a person. If they say they are good, I have a couple of choices. I kind of evaluate, is their body language really, are they really in a good state or not? And if they are in a good state, I don't, and it depends on my time too. If I'm in line someplace at the bank or at the grocery store, I might not take the time to explain, but if the person shows any kind of energy level, like they're happy, they're excited, they're healthy, they're blessed, I say, good, you are blessed, you're happy, you're healthy, you're excited, you're fantastic, you're outrageous, you are super califragilisticexpialidocious. By the time I get to that word, people are cracking up like crazy. That's one of the things I do. But that's how I became fantastic, Frank.
Love it.
Yet another great story.
Yeah, and see, Frank is an amazing storyteller.
He really is.
Thank you. And that's how Marvelous Michelle became Marvelous Michelle, Michelle Camacho. She decided she had to step it up, and she says she is marvelous. Her email address is I am Marvelous Michelle. That's a great story, too. And she had to step it up to be my friend to work with me.
At the beginning of the show, when you were introducing Fantastic Frank, Linda, you had suggested that there were some things that he could use some help with.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I want to make sure to get to that. And you have so many strengths and amazing abilities, Frank. And so one thing we love to do is also help our guests who need it. And so one of the issues that Frank has is he has these powerful stories, as you have all heard now for this show, and yet he really has very little to monetize it other than the comic book and an e-book. And, of course, we all know that book royalties are you know, just like pocket change. They are a lead generator. And I asked him, though, who is your ideal audience? And he had no answer for me. And I said, one reason why people aren't flocking to your door is if you don't know who your ideal customer is and whom you're best equipped to serve, how do you expect them to know that they're your perfectly, you know, you have what something that they need and to be able to find you? And so he is out with just a website and a blog talk show. Nothing is on Amazon, and he's in social media, but finding that there isn't a lot of money coming in. And, you know, the main thing is not having a true way of building other profits other than his book. And, he has a way to build an email list, but that's about it, and there's nothing behind that, though.
Well, quite often when people are getting started in building businesses, they mistakenly think that the best way to do that is to try to go out and reach a great big audience. Be something to everybody. And in actuality, if you attempt to do that, it rarely ever works.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much easier and get so much bigger results to really go out and focus on just one specific audience, or one audience after another audience after another audience, a series of audiences.
Right.
One of the ways of figuring out who is that ideal audience, who do you really want to target on purpose, is to think about what you could offer and look at who the people are that have the problems that that thing you can offer might sell. Now, with all these great stories you've got, I would think that one of the easiest, fastest ways of being able to monetize this business is to not even try to get products of your own to sell.
Right.
When you have stories that are as powerful as yours, Frank, those stories will really get people to know, like, and trust you very, very quickly. Just by telling those stories, either on a radio show or on a blog in an article, through the content that that creates, selling other people's products through affiliate links will make it much easier for you to actually have a way to make money. It won't require you to do anything yourself other than to sign up for an affiliate program and get a link.
Right.
Many of your stories lead back to Tony Robbins. And for every single one of Tony's books and events, et cetera, he has a very lucrative affiliate program. Mm-hmm. With an affiliate program, many times you can make as much as 50% or more of the sale price as a referral commission. So one of the first things I would encourage you to do is to go get signed up for Tony's affiliate program. I know the UPW program, the $795 ticket, he pays 50% commissions on UPW. Can you imagine how many people you could influence getting them to go to a UPW event through your affiliate link?
Yeah, that could become that could just become a really great source of income. And if not the UPW, or in addition to that, you know, the various other products and programs, and he has a lot of, you know, $500, $1,000, he has programs like that, and of course the books and other things. And that would be a great way that you don't have to be the one that creates the products. You just leverage the story and leverage the relationships.
Well, I know this concept will work, but I don't know exactly how the details to do it. If you want to coach me to do that, if you want to do well on this phone call, I'd love for you to help me do it, because I had just signed up to become an affiliate marketer with a guy named Adrian Morrison. Do you know who he is? Adam Morrison?
I've heard of him, but I don't know him personally.
He is the world's number one. He is the number one affiliate marketer in the country, in the U.S. His brother is a fifth. I think his name's, hold on, I have to find this book. His last name is Morrison. I think his first name is Andrew Morrison. His brother is Adrian Morrison. And Adrian was going to teach me how to make money by promoting other people's products, not by using my brand, but using a technique of getting websites out on the market that they are like pop-ups, you know, pop-ups. And the people, when they go to there, you get a cut. But my people I've been working with said I couldn't do that, so I kind of backed off. But what you are telling me is to be able to make some money using Tony Robbins. That's great. If I know how to do that, this would be great. Anthony, it's Automated Profits from Home by Anthony Morrison.
I would use the IamFantasticFrank.com website to talk to people, share the stories that you've got about how Tony has impacted your life, because he's impacted your life in a lot of ways.
Yes,
you
I
can
know
do that.
That
by writing articles. At the end of the article, you simply say, and Tony can influence your life like this too. To get his help, just go to fill in the blank with your link to get started right now. You can use that to send them to his books, to his DVDs, to buy tickets to UPW, etc.
Right.
I have an entire... Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, don't forget about the email follow-up sequence. Once somebody opts in to receive your newsletter, that can be other ways for you. And the other thing is, remember, the Tony Robbins people probably have training inside their affiliate zone. You look for training, or you call their office and you ask about affiliate training. A big company like that, I'm sure they have all kinds of tools.
Actually, they don't.
They don't? Really? Oh,
Tony,
okay.
Tony doesn't have any training for affiliates. He does have banners. He does have that you can put on your website. He has emails. He even has some Facebook posts that you can put up, but no training.
Mm-hmm.
And I only
know
that because recently in their affiliate area, and there is no training in there at all. I know it seems weird. Somebody with a company that size should have training.
Yeah, I understand why a little guy wouldn't, but, yeah, that's unusual.
Now, I had another idea about what Tony Robbins, I walked across the fire with him. I was one of, I think he has only Because when you work on a file with him, you go back and crew. I crewed 4 or 5 times. And because I was disabled, I had the opportunity to crew. I had to help our disabled people.
Wow.
Tony never made anything. I wanted to get hold of Tony. I wanted to say, Tony, you are missing a boat here. There are hundreds of millions of people who are disabled, and you should be serving them. And I want him to make me in charge of being in part of anybody who had a disability problem. But that never worked out. I couldn't get him to take... I couldn't get his attention, even though I was on stage with him once.
Guess what, Frank? You don't need Tony's attention to do that.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Not at all.
How awesome would it be for you to go out and reach disabled people and show them how Tony can impact their lives, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And you really don't need Tony's help to do that. You don't need his permission to do that. You simply use an affiliate link to send people to Tony's stuff.
That's right.
I have several different ways that I can help you get a system for doing that. First is something I call my 30-day passion challenge. The 30-day challenge is a very extensive course that is delivered in a members area over the course of 30 days that will show you step by step how to figure out what your goals are for this business and your life, how to figure out who the audience will be, how to figure out how to make money from this, and then it will walk you through all the things you need to do to set it up on your website, use email marketing, use the relationships you have to really reach a bigger audience. That course is available at 30dayIMChallenge.com. 30dayIMChallenge.com. It's completely free. There is also an upgraded level of membership that I call the Gold Membership. And I would be happy to just gift that to you, Frank. The Gold Membership includes calls every single week. Every week we have one person on what I call the hug seat. We look at who that person is, where they're at right now, and then we look at where they want to be in their life and business in 1 to 3 years. By the end of that one call, we've built the entire strategic plan for how to go from where they're at to where they want to be. Those calls take place every week on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. And for those of you who sign up for the challenge, after you've registered, created your account, watch for the opportunity to upgrade to Gold Member. If you upgrade right away, shortly after you sign up, you can get it for a one-time tuition of like $15. If you wait until later, it's $15 a month. When you pay the one-time tuition, you're a Gold Member for life. So I will gift that to you, Frank, and Rhonda, I'll send you the info so we can get it to Frank on how to get into that.
Yeah,
thank
you. That would be great.
As it turns out, in a couple of weeks, I am starting a program that I call Passion to Profits. It's something I've done once before. It's a 10-week long course that is much more in-depth than the challenge. Every week for 10 weeks, we'll get together in a webinar.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about your 30-day passion challenge?
Yep.
I see it. It's on your blog. It's on this blog talk radio show of me today. Every time I click on that, it's a link.
Oh, my goodness, I'll have to make sure that I fix that. But I will create the account for you just because I want you to be able to get into the Gold Membership without having to pay for it.
Okay, I was looking at your website. I was looking at your show, how you advertise, how you are a premium blog talk radio show host, right?
Yes.
You pay for an hour, and you get people to be able. I see all these pop-ups and at the bottom and says, just start out considering take the free Thursday passing challenge. I thought that was about a Jen Atwood course. You know who she is, don't you?
I do, but it's not. This is my course, not Janet's.
Well, I clicked on that link, and the link is dead. It says,
I'm going to go fix it right now.
Poor page does not want to be found.
Yeah, not sure what happened to the link. It was working there for quite a while. I'll go fix it. For everybody else, if you just go to 30dayimchallenge.com, the number 30dayimchallenge.com, you can get into the challenge from there.
Yeah, and that one does so, you know.
And the other thing I started to talk about is in a couple of weeks, I am starting a course that I've done once before, and the course is called Passion to Profits. It's a 10-week long course, much more in-depth than the 30-day challenge. And the way that the course works, every single week we get together in a webinar, and each and every week we then help you build another piece of your business. By the end of 10 weeks, we've figured out who the audience is, where the money will come from. We've helped you to set up the entire website and the autoresponders that you're going to use to move people through how you're monetizing this business. You should be at a point by the end of that course that you're actually both getting traffic to your website, getting people onto a list, and making sales on a regular basis. To get more info about that course, you can go to worldspeakerssummit.com/passion. Now, there's two S's in there at one point. World Speakers with an S at the end, summit beginning with an S, so there's two S's, .com/passion. worldspeakerssummit.com/passion. Wow, that link is really wild. I don't know why it's given me such a fit.
I just looked at it. It looks like it should work fine. And, you know, based on the structure, it looked fine. I checked it, and it doesn't work. It's very, very strange.
It is. I'm going to try one more thing to see if I can fix it. It's really odd.
If you can fix that, you are better than I can. I know nothing about fixing links. I have to rely on Marlis Michelle or Terrific Tracy or another guy who works for me to fix them. I can't do any of this stuff by myself, what I'm trying to say. I'm not that technical ability.
This is even more interesting. Every time I just went in and I fixed it, I then save it, and it reverts back to what it was originally. It's really
That's really wild. I'll try and mess with it after the show, and if I can't get it, we'll put in a ticket with Blog Talk because it's obviously some weird thing over there.
What happens is it keeps stripping out the HTTP part, so it's only putting in the /. So it's trying to take you to blogtalkradio.com/ whatever the URL is. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
That won't work.
Oh, very, very strange. Well,
well
anyway,
we only have about 90 seconds left.
I want
so, Frank, go ahead, Rhonda.
I just wanted to give Frank's website really quick, and then we'll close out. I am fantasticfrank.com. He is on Facebook and Twitter. You'll find him there. And let's close him out, Gina, absolutely.
And one of our listeners who's been chatting in the chat room, her name is Tracy. Tracy has a great comment. She says, Frank has taught me how to change her state. Whenever I am around him, I always am feeling fantastic. So, Frank, you've got some loyal fans out there already, and I really am looking forward to helping you build this business using Tony's products to monetize it, because I think it's going to work really, really well for you.
Thank you. Now, before you go, could I ask Rhonda to give me up a call after the show because I lost her direct number. I want to get it to me on the air. I have
absolutely.
To go back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll do that later. I'll say it. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, girls. Thank you for helping me out today. I'm so blessed.
Thank you so much for being here, Frank. I am really looking forward to seeing where you end up in the next year or two, because I think you got a lot of big things that are about to happen.
I do.
Thank you. Thank you both. God bless you.
Make it a great day, and we will be back next week again, and we're really excited to come back to you with fantastic people every single week. Big thank you to Frank.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.